Blog Talk Radio.
Someday know what your thoughts are. Yesterday had a nice call, and I was pleased with the call. You know, it's good when people can talk your thinking, your feeling, and I think the difference between most people and myself is, and I'm saying this with good clarity, so nobody listening to me will not think that I'm trying to, you know, shine a brighter light on myself. That's not what I'm trying to do at all. And I hope I don't become seem to go the direction that I don't intend to go, right? Because sometimes if your mind is not working right, you never know where you can find yourself. So I am thinking about what I'm saying and making the you know, making the effort, take the care of what I'm saying and who I am talking to. When people express themselves about, let's say, what they think about humanity and themselves included, and as far as rights are concerned, you know, what kind of rights people have, and looking into the World History Certified textbook about human civilization, how human civilization started, right? I realized that government was set up by the Elohim that started civilization. A lot of things are going to go wrong when people do not observe the authority on civilization. When you see the case whereas the white people coming with the Bible and write all these old bunch of, you know, sodomite lies about creation, that, you know, that is destroying civilization, you know. To talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, and nothing is true about what you're saying. When people believe what the Bible says, you become schizophrenic. That's no joke. You know, I mean, why lie about the way you were born in the broad human context? Those who were born before us on the very incipient point where we were created. Now, why is it, you know, we are having so much problems in the world today? Is because bad blood white people didn't just come and take charge. 12,000 years gone. If we go into history, we will find out where white people and black people are coming from with a problem. And how do they write a Bible and say it was God speak to prophets 1,500 years before the Christian era? Anything like that is true. You better stinking know it's not true. The civilized people can neglect history, the real history, certified history, academic history. Prehistory that limit us civilization for human being, civilized human being, not uncivilized human being. And now we allow these white people to come and pretend they were not created by evolved from hominids. They don't. That you know. They would think you're out of your mind if you want to tell them that. Well, not somebody like me, because I am grounded into the certified record of history. There is nothing else. People are ready to kick the history books where they can't find it and talk about the Bible. That is what is going on. There's hardly anyone that you find respect the recorded history about their own existence. And it doesn't matter
what anybody do on planet Earth. You cannot rise above, like they said, nobody's above the law. But as you can see what happened to these bad blood people. They'll talk about the law, but they don't know what real law is. Listen, if you know how far civilization is rejected, is going on in the world now, like, you know, the pressure and the different things that people go on with, they don't see the limitation. And they don't see what is coming after them with the way they are going, because they are just enjoying things in the world like, oh, that's all there is to it. They don't think about, they behave like they create these things. They invent these things. And the reason why they're doing it is because they are damn sodomites. That's it. Their brain don't work like civilized people. And they don't care about civility at all because they don't know how to. You see? And they make up everything that is art of fraud. Destroy stuff right in your eye. And they don't care because they don't have the ability to. They're sodomites. But they know to pretend like they are natural people. They are adjusting. And they are saying they are going to influence our culture. And that's what they set out to do. And that's what they're doing. Otherwise, they would not be in America right now. They wouldn't be in Palestine. They wouldn't go into Egypt and overthrow the king. Not Egypt, I mean Rome, right? They wouldn't go into Australia. They wouldn't go into New Zealand. They wouldn't go into Egypt and try to destroy the place and take away everything. So they have been destroying the emergence of civilization, going back from the BC era under the Bronze Age. So why they come now and scoop up everything, both black people and what them have? Why? And make up this AD Anno Domini fucking down the ass. Oh, that's what AD Anno Domini is. That they are talking about his power now, and they have all of these institutions that they set up. And they tell with their own mouth. They don't set out to make up no real government. It's just some institution to take care of people wherever things arise as political things and stuff like that. So they're just making shift. They are trying to take care of people like a government. But they know, fuck that. They are not about running government. They don't know to run a government. They are uncivilized. And the little what they have learned is not enough to make them be the character they're supposed to be. And that's where the world is gone right now. Pope will apologize for sins of yesterday. Black people don't care. Okay? To the point now, black people don't care whether, people are gay or not. More of us disagree or to reject them coming to live in our own territory and don't pay no attention that they don't invite white people here in our territory. We don't invite them. They come after us, leave Africa about 100,000 years ago and settle down outside of Africa or outside of Europe. And what these fucking ass white people did, use the little sense they got from us over the past 12,000 years. And you read into the world, it's a textbook where they call themselves Romans, and that's where they get their major legacy from, talking about they are Romans. Why they didn't call themselves Caesar Augustus? Answer that. Why do they not call themselves Caesar Augustus and Gregory and put them into the Bible and say, they give you salvation? No, they're talking about Jesus. Who is Jesus? this story about Jesus never start in the Bible, start in Palestine. So why can't we get it right that is invade Caesar Augustus, invade the African people? Why we allow them to write a Bible and make it seem like there was no invasion at all? And when they are writing in Isaiah 53 about he was wounded for our transgression, by stripes we are healed, and all these whole bunch of negative stuff, that's not in the prophecy. And why black people can't say that? They did with the Jesus in the Bible is not what the prophet prophesied should happen, you know? Why are we not able to see that? If we are able to see that, we should be able to see no Adam and Eve was never put into no garden whatsoever. None. All right. But what I come to my mind a while ago is to talk about a certain, what makes a man, different from a woman. I think to talk something about that and then come to my central theme. My central theme is the history of the Catholic Church begins with teachings of Jesus Christ. That's fraud. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is fraud. And nobody else has felt the need to emphasize history and to emphasize the Bible. Emphasize history and emphasize the Bible. And see, it would not be long before. After we pay attention to the history, prehistory, and the Bible, it won't be long after that we will come to a realization that the Bible is shit-house book, sodomite, inspired sodomite. Write the Bible. Okay? And nothing they're talking about Jesus is true. None whatsoever. Not even in the Bible. If you think it's a lie, go look it up yourself. And you probably don't know where for to look up, because if you don't start reading right, you will never see anything wrong with it. You must read like a scholar, really. Saying that somebody listening to me should be able to understand the gravity of words and when you use it. And you know what? If you find out what words mean to all of us, when we are talking and having an exchange in views, if you know what is taking place there, then you would become earnest, penitent, not to nobody, but to your own mind and what goes on in your brain. And if you're following your brain is not going to lead you wrong. Not unless you are imposing on your brain and interrupting and disrupting what the brain is doing for you. So I'm saying that the Bible the black people accept after they are being invaded and conquered, and they take the Bible, and black people are so confused, they don't know who wrote the Bible. So they look at it like, oh, God, you know, the spirit God that make heaven and earth in six days and rest on the seventh day. They think that's the God. See, if we will never understand reality unless we read the history of records. You know, you don't look on a piece of paper and call it your birth certificate. You don't do that. But you do it with the Bible. There is no Christian that reverence prehistory over. No Christian respect history more than the Bible. No Christian whatsoever. None. Bring me a Christian. Call me. Let's talk and tell me this. Tell me one Christian, you know, that respect prehistory above the Bible. On the context that the Bible hasn't got any civilized academic certification. That's serious stuff I'm talking, because see, I'm the right words to define what I am talking, that it doesn't matter where in the world you are, and if you speak a little bit of English that I am talking with right now, you're going to know for sure that boundaries are put around the thought, our thoughts I express by the words. I'm not just talking. I'm using words that I know have the carriage for what I'm talking about. And I know when I tell you challenge and declare that no Christian exists ever that respect the academic history, prehistory, and history over, they don't respect history over the Bible. Yes, that is a challenge. And what would happen to me if I am not certain that I have the right knowledge of what I'm saying? Do not have the right knowledge of what I'm saying. Somebody is going to come in and they are going to lay me low for that. They would. I know that. So since I have never been someone who want to exalt myself above anyone at all, my thing is to develop myself with sufficient knowledge, myself under jurisdiction. Don't bother telling people things simply because I want to just tell them things and don't be careful of what I'm saying. No, I don't go for that. I want to take or make use of what is universally correct. So therefore, I spend time to know what I'm dealing with. Is it correct? Because I can't afford to talk to people and I don't know what I'm telling them. That doesn't make any sense. But we are gone now down to such uncivilized level that all the people out there who think they can do right now when they hear me, who, of course, I grew up a Christian, and my parents, solid Christian, and in the environment I raised up in Jamaica, it's only Christianity. Lies. You see? So, I am saying, if you're out there and you're satisfying yourself on things that don't fly, don't have wings, and as soon as somebody asks you a critical question that you should know the answer, you take your track, you're gone. You can't stand up to it. Because, you see, that's the power in words and the power in ignorance. They don't get along. They don't get along. See, and you will go and start blaming someone. Say, yeah, he going like he know everything and stuff like that. And I never do. I never do because I never run away, you know, for fear that you may ask me a question I can't answer. You know, when at a certain time, a few years ago, thought I knew the Bible well and things like that, you know, one of my old lady friends, good friend of mine, asked me a question one day, taken from the book of Revelation, but I don't retain now. I didn't retain from that time what place in Revelation, because I understand generally what the problem was and what my problem was. Because she asked me a question, and I look into the question, and then I can't say that I didn't think would happen, right? But you see, at that time, I didn't find out truth about Adam and Eve and all those things and God and Jesus. I did not. I know what it is for somebody to put you, you'll put your back against the wall and you can't come off of it. You have to stay lean on it to keep your balance. You see, I know about that. So I am what you call it now, reconstructed linguistically. That's right. And on planet Earth, who falls the rain? Who draw the clouds and fall the rain? Is it these white people faggots? No, all they can do is stay up on the weather channel and talk all kind of a stuff, right? Yeah. It impressed me the way they pay a lot of attention to the weather. Really? But they're too uncivilized to understand what they are doing. You see? And they're here in the Western Hemisphere and talk about they're using European model meteorological system. Why are they in the Western Hemisphere and talking about their European stuff? They need to take their sodomites and go back to Europe. That's what I am talking about. Because they come all around where we live and come set up shop and say them a rule we. Now we want to get to what they're using to rule us. These sodomites, like they are civilized people. When did they do that? Bring the world into textbook and show me where these white people come from. You know, I mean, if you talk about all of us, and I can show you where in the world is the textbook, these faggots are talking about their name Romans. They never name Romans, ever. But they assume it and assume the military to go up St. Peter's Basilica in Italy and see where the Pope resides. You never ask how the Pope come to reside there. These people going back 2600 years ago and see what origin they have. What are they coming from? What table are they coming from? Over the past, say, 2 million years. They've been around from back at that time, right? And what have they done? I mean, no, because it's some 12,000 years gone by, and whatever transition they have been through, they have enough time to talk to our generation in a way that if we don't read history, I know we're not going to know who these white people are, because they're telling us, they're taking our characters and our place in life and put themselves in there. When they're talking about Abraham and talk about God, they're making their own scheme, own characters, but they don't place their sodomite icons in the Bible like a savior or God. No, they do it with Africans. They're telling you something, that they are uncivilized because they couldn't be civilized and we are the uncivilized ones, and they make those, they wouldn't. So you think about where black people are headed with these sodomites who come and take over everywhere we are and claim that, you know, they have a right to conquer us. But you don't know where they're coming from with what they are using to conquer us. When they're talking about their founding fathers, call me on the show and tell me who are the founding fathers of the these Indo-Europeans. Who are their founding fathers? They come to the Western world, right? What are they looking for? What were they looking for? Look, they just come here the other day. 12,000 years is long, long time gone. What is their experience over the past 12,000 years? Let them tell it. They only want to talk about what they do, and they don't want to talk about the way they kill black people and all that. No, they're not going into that. You see? Because they're feeling the heat. They're obligated to behave like they're civilized. And they have not. They have not. The time gone. But history is still alive. You see what I mean? And they want to dumb us down where we will never resurrect history. These fucking body, disrespectful, white, uncivilized people. You know what I mean? And they want you to go on like say, oh, they are the greatest for real. And black people are nothing. Look, that done away with. That is when black people were still trying to understand, right? And our ancestors played the fool, and here we are. Only in a position problem, and we have failed so much to fix it. Well, all the years I spent in church, and that failure right there, right across my forehead, because my parents were Christian. Everybody I know was Christian. You see, one of my brother, about 4 years older than me, he left the church pretty early in his life, when he was like about 16 years of age. He walked out of the church once he was dedicated into it, like about 2 years earlier, and found out that it's not making any sense. And he's the only one in my family that showed that intelligence. Until this day, he's not someone who respects anything about the church. And I just come and find out. Since I started to read, I find out. Because I'm in there like about 50 years or so. You know, and all that whole bunch of years that my brother didn't bother with church. Migrate to England from Jamaica. And we are apart. You know, most a good 40 years or more. Okay? And we, I saw him like, once I saw him since he went to England. Now he's over 70, going toward his 80 years of it, but he's still okay. We can talk and talk good stuff. Now I'm saying that the condition that we are in coming out of slavery, we are conditioned to stay that way. You see, because once they rework our brain and things like that, we become just like them. That's what they are doing right now. Once you see they are telling us that they're controlling us, it means that we turn sodomites. Look how much black people have turned sodomite. I just found out now that this Jamaican guy that won the X Factor back in the 2018, that he's gay. He's gay. And he come out. Now, but before, I watched the program that, you know, where he won. And while they were maybe celebrating or something like that, this guy was doing a number. And in the midst of the number, he called a guy, a white guy, to come and sing. Well, he did that with a female as well. So it was not just just so like a sing. But what I thought about when he called the guy to sing, if it were just a call, no attention or not like that, you know, I wouldn't think nothing of it. But it dawned on me. I said, but wait a minute now. This don't really feel good. This guy, you know, is like one of the best singers I heard on the whole thing that I listened to, the program and everybody singing. I mean, I don't hear anybody else sing better than this guy. Sing as good, but let's say, right? But this guy is really, really a classy singer. Extraordinary. And no, I did not like, it didn't taste good to me that he has a man singing the kind of lyrics, you know, and like close up together, like you think, well, when you see a man and a woman singing, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Now they can be as intimate as they can. It's normative, right? Your body can touch. But I was thinking to myself, no, this lyrics don't sound right for two men to be singing. You see? But what has happened in the Western world is that black people gone into a coma as far as being consciously civilized about life and the life that we read about for human being. Remember, we just live and die. All of us are just living and dying. And remember, if you shut the mouth, you don't hear no noise. And as long as anything don't make noise, the world is silent. And then all the things that we are living off on the earth, who put it here? Why you think these white people chase down black people everywhere they are and take control of what they have? That is raw criminal action. Why it is not in this case? These guys are fucking batty all day long and come and talk about they have laws now to govern everything, govern us. We want to talk about them law now. Let's talk about the law, where them get it from. Because the law is given by the Elohim. Right? Look into the world prehistory and see how civilization come about. These fucking white people sodomite want black people to accept that Jesus is real. When, look, the Bible is like a man with no seed, with no penis. The Bible don't have no fact about human creation in there. It's a lie. And they manage to force black people to accept it. Listen. If that's the way you want to live your life, for white people to come from where they come from and tell you that this is their place and they take it. It's not just the simple thing. You can't go to Palestine because them have that stuff. And we then drive out. Then come America and do the same thing. Now, what happened to our brain? What happened to our brain? Or we allow them to come from over there, over 7,000 miles away, and come into the West and clamp down on everything we have and say, government? That not sound right. What happened to the government before they come and talk about them and make up AD and Adamani calendar? Right? And it is clear, they know that they are emulating this civilized establishment that was never here before, and they don't know nothing about civilization. 2 million years, they up there, they have their existence, they don't come off, they don't come up to no civilized knowledge to do anything. Right? So it's time to talk about what got them out of where they are, so that they think they have a right to come and take over everything we have and say it's theirs. Come on. You can't be afraid of these jackass, fucking ass white people, them. No, they only want to see you dead. You can't talk anything. You don't see it. That's what they want. You see? And when you hear this on the roll, you think, say, it's the God of the Bible there. I do that. Yes, that's what they want. You see? Have no civilized brain. And a civilized brain they have. See, them brain, I do something different from civilized people. Then we allow them to push us into their sodomy way and think that, oh, once you believe into the God of the Bible there, you think, say, well, that God, they make all of me. That's what you think. No, go, sir. Nothing don't go like that. And as long as we believe into the God of the Bible, we turn sodomite. If you think that a man grow up and feel like him a woman, or vice versa, you think that God makes them like that, and you have a right to love them and care for them. You've gone astray because you don't accept your own history about human civilization. Okay? Civilization is not in the Bible. It's in the world history textbook. It's a record of the past. When you are not giving into the record of the past, what are you giving into? Fucking your ass. You see, you'll do anything. You see, when the doctor give you a prescription, if you don't follow the prescription, you can follow any nonsense and see how well you fear, right? When I read about the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic, and when you read what he's apologizing for, and he said it's from antiquity till modern evil, today, the church is not to exist in African territory, in African jurisdiction. It does not. Okay? Now, I am on the Block Talk Radio, and a faggot, I control this, cyberspace. They're the ones who take control of it. Why? Why they take control of it? How come they take control of it? What happened to our people to take control of our own self? Our people decide that the white man a conqueror, them take over and I take care of it. Think about that. You think about that. And even if the things are wrong, you can't see no way to get out of it. All right. Call me and make me tell you the way to drive the white people out of our territory. Okay? They depend on their weapon because They don't have any civilized sense to do things any other way. Okay? You look at these folks about voting. When I saw that they say the Republican Party cannot move ahead without Trump. You want to tell me the man who called people and sent people down to the Capitol to kill people down there? The man was saying one false vote to beat Biden? And they are saying they can't move along without him? Oh, that's pathetic. You know what? I know they are uncivilized, but it's just unfolding. And as it unfolds, I have to accept what I see because that is true. These people are so uncivilized. Them fuck too much ass. Them have too much faggot picnic. And they come down into our face. That's what they want to suck up black people into. Okay? Why they pull up this? Everybody to fuck ass. Now, why anybody want to fuck ass? If you understand anything about biology and stuff like that, the brain and how your body works, why would you want to fuck anybody's asshole? Why? You tell me. There is no nature to support ass. So what must we do? Allow these white people to come down and soak us into their sodomic, uncivilized thinking and talk about we get niceness out of somebody's ass. A man is going to go on another man and fuck his ass and feel good about it. Nature don't stamp that. Okay? Well, these white people, they don't care nothing about following nature. They don't care about that because they're uncivilized. Their brain, their endocrine don't function like civilized people. You see? And when they go around and spread their faggot sperm all over the place and stuff like that, and they go home and give any woman at all those kind of a disease that them have, right? Them impregnate them. And then they pick it up, young generation faggot you see over the place. If I show you, these people are carrying around this bad blood all around. And just because sex tastes good. So because sex tastes good in the body hole where you shit, it's sweet there too. Nature not tell we that. If they're not concerned with nature, mix with them. Why do you mix with them? Why do you mix with them? You need a renewed mind and not to fall under the what they call kingdom dominion reconstructionists. They come and reconstruct your brain, right? To start secreting bad energy. Your blood get bad. And now you want enough to fuck you. How did you get energy? Where it come from? Some serious and civilized fucking in the ass going on. You see. Keep the bloodline pure. And don't think, when they make you feel like it's all right. My God, you don't understand that when you have an erection, it was not going to anybody's body. No, that's not the nature. And if you think it's flawed, what kind of flaw is that? A man must become corrupt before he starts thinking that his wife's vagina is not all he needs. Something else, something foreign. Something foreign coming inside of his brain, you see? But there is no such a thing to, that for you to think that, you have a problem with your sexuality. You have a penis, it's erect. If your penis is telling you to go into an anus, why it is not telling you to go into a vagina? Who put a distinction between vagina and an asshole? Yeah, mother nature. And come on, you know, really. I think common sense, when you have a problem, you seek remedy. You seek remedy, right? And if we cannot rise and talk the truth, we don't deserve to live. Because the truth is why we live. These sodomites go around from about 2,000 years ago, Caesar Augustus. These people take the African people's life, write a Bible, write all kind of information, and turn the civilized way of life, turn it upside down. And black people still go along with it. Now, what can you do with something like that? I begin to read and find out, say, the Bible uncivilized 100%. If it can't show you about some truth, not some, but all the truth that pertains to a God, a spirit God, making Adam and Eve in a garden. If they can't show you that, why would you contemplate to lean on those type of concepts that the church is teaching? Why can't we see that something is wrong? I see it because of reading, and I can make the distinction. I can point out issues. Why don't you let me tell you what it is? Because it has to be written somewhere. It's written in the history. Come on. Somebody's quick to tell me about the Bible. Tell me about the Bible. It's fucking ass. The Bible is about fucking ass. Nobody tries to sidestep it. That's what it is. You see? And these faggots like to kill black people who don't want to accept it. You see? Depending on the gods above that cause everything to work for life, civilized life. And that's what I stand up for, right? And I when I am wrong, may someone show it to me, because I am not backing down from clarity. I'm not backing down from clarity. When I'm wrong, only the truth is going to make me know that I'm wrong, because I'm into the word science process. And if you're talking to me and you're making sense, look, there's no way I can change what you say to make it wrong if it is right. And how am I going to know it's right? It's by facing the definitions and the application of the word, right? So it's easy for you to overthrow anybody, including me. If you're talking the right thing and I'm talking the wrong thing. References are all over the turf for you to point out where I'm wrong at. This corner, that corner. You can, you know, checkmate me and show me that. No, I'm wrong. And if you're able to do that, and I cannot remove the grip that you have on what I am saying. If I can't move it, well, it is truth when you can't change it, right? At least, you know, if you know, you have to go get the remedy. You have to bring the fact, though. I mean, anywhere you can go get it from. But you have to prove it. You see, right now, we don't need to struggle to tell these white men to get out of our territory. We have too many. We have too many information proves white people don't have no legal authority in not even one of our territories. But they are fucking us, and they are bold, and they are, you know, ready to kill you. Bunch of fools, fools. You see, if they know that you can cause them a lot of problems, they stop fooling around you. You know, see? Because like I say, they are into weapons and all kind of things for destroy the civilized life. You see? They have all kind of stuff because they don't have civilized heads. I don't have to think about go out and get any weapon to fight with anybody. Because I have too much good intellect. You know? Church damage. Once I start to read, I begin to get, you know, reconstructed. And once you have greater than what they have, or who is going to run? It's not us. We don't have anywhere for Runga. This is our land. They come from where they come from, and they don't want to talk about where they come from. And we are not, I mean, forcing them to give account. Oh, no. Because we are Republican and this and that and the other. It's all fucking ass stuff that these white people are carrying on. They know that's not the way government runs. These fucking nasty ass white people. They know what they have black people under. It's not government. They know it. Saw this black guy the other day. Their governmental system, federal system. Look, these targets that run the federal government, the police system that they have, is a faggot system. When we talking about and pointing on police officers and talk about the police shoot the man and, you know, and this guy, you know, that, you know, put his knee and causes the man to run out of oxygen. Everybody is blaming the police. You see? And the reason why they are blaming the police, keeping the blame on the police, is not that the police is not to get some kind of blame, because if you talk about civilized and the responsibility to support civility, he is to be charged. However, I'm saying he's not the first person to be charged. It's the presidency. But black people don't know anything. They don't want to know anything. Okay? And it will be always seeming impossible. But the good Lord is going to open our eyes. And when we see, things won't be the same. Right? I'm very sure that the good Lord, the good God, opened my eye, because I wasn't seeing nothing besides the firmament. You know, there was no meaning to life over my first half a century. There's no real meaning. I mean, apart from eating and just, you know, living to see another day. So what I'm talking about right now is, like, I am ready for an argument. I mean, a real argument about what is this federal government about? Clearly, I'm saying, who am I defending? I'm defending ethnic people, the black people, like myself. That's what I'm defending. But a lot of black people hear me talk. They don't want to have anything to do with me, and they're not about coming close, like to say something to me of encouragement, or say, you know, I think you should do this. No, they don't have anything. But I'm not able to allow somebody who don't have anything going on in their head In other words, they don't have any connection. They don't have no Bible there in front of them. They cannot come and tell me anything because I've been in the Bible, you know, from age 7 till I'm over 50 or so. I was almost 60 when I begin to find things out. Okay? And these white people, you're looking at them, and they want you to think that, oh, you know, they don't have no problem at all. The federal government give white people everything they want. You see, black people, they're telling you plain with the KKK and the Jim Crow law and every other plain tell black people who don't want nothing. But I know why they behave the way they do. I know why. The way these white people are behaving, I know why. 12,000 years have gone by. Go check it out. You will know, too, why they are behaving themselves the way they do. Because I am very, I feel sure a lot of black people wonder, why do they hate us? You see what I mean? And that is really something to ponder about if you don't know. And it's not easy to know that. I didn't just find out by the, and who make it difficult for us to know? These same faggot white people. See, because they come out to take away everywhere from us, and we don't have nothing. Anytime we find out what they do, that's a different story. Because guess what? They cannot hide from the word bullet. I don't say gun bullet. The word bullet. They can't answer the question. You see, they know to talk around truth and stuff like that. But if you know how to block them, that's it. That's the reason why they prefer to see black people dead than give account. You see, Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, and the rest of these folks that talk, they never lift up the history book and give account. They do not. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I really want you to talk about this other point and move on, and that is totally to obliterate the belief in the Bible that has no civilized truth in it, especially the creation story about Adam and Eve in the garden. They can't show you no place where no God ever tried to make a Adam and Eve. They can't show you that. And you, how stupid are you going to be if you take that like it is okay? You can believe it without that. What's going on there? All right. Now, as far as the white people institution is concerned, the Christianity, they don't care whether you're male or female, you know. You consider, they're not in Europe. They are in America. Where America is an African country. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. You see. If you want to pull your mouth of water and try to talk that, and they can't understand what you say, well, they will never understand what you say. But make sure you're talking and you are coherent. Okay? And nobody at all can dodge the bullet. The word bullet. Word bullet. Word bullet. When you talk, I have to like fetch out the fact of what I say. Because I talked to a judge once and tell her something because I had a problem with something she did to me. That wasn't right. In our court chamber. And I went and wrote a letter and I tell her off. Right? That's right. And I learned later from her own mouth that she did not like what I did. Mm-hmm. She did not like what I did. But I tell you what, she wasn't coming forward to me. She was backing up. You see what I mean? That's right. And what she did as a revenge was to send the state attorney, send a letter to the state attorney and said, you know, I am threatening her bodily. That was the most uncivilized thing. A judge, a circuit judge, Patricia Cocalis, that's right. And women are usually smart, right? This one, no smart at all. She don't know words. She don't know what words mean because in my level of understanding about words, when you use them, there's context in which you say things, right? And somebody may say something and you take it the wrong way because you don't follow the context in which the person is saying it. All right, so basically, that was what happened to the judge. But I come out at her and I intended to really, really give it to her. She's probably dead and gone by now. I didn't really kill her. I don't kill nobody. I love people. But no, I look at Jamaican, look at man and stuff like that, and they are now with their white supremacists and stuff like that. Oh, they have the court system and stuff like that. If we learn words, then how to maneuver ourselves, you know what? They will go to Europe with all your fucking nonsense that they're going on with, and not in our territory. They want to, like, show themselves, like, above black people. They are not above black people, okay? They are above their sodomite colleagues, their culture. That's who they are above, not us. Not us. I'm ready. I am ready for them to give account as to why they are here over black people all around the world, not just one place. They're going to give account why they go to all of these places and take care. And this AD Anadaman is fucking shit. They got to give account for that, how they come to have government over black people in their jurisdiction. They are out of jurisdiction completely. They think we don't have no sense. Well, they're finding out. They are finding out that all they're sitting down and talk, they're running independent and talk like, oh, America is theirs. They are on our turf. And everything that they have, it's ours. That's a fact. Talk about their founding fathers. They don't have no fucking founding fathers. None whatsoever. How could we set up our living land? We live into our territory, and they come in. They come in like they want to be a part of us. So to begin with, we should never allow them to come into America. No, we should never allow them. You see, because they are getting bigger and boasty and all this kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, they can this, they can that. We don't keep our position. We allow them to ship us out of our position. And even Africa, we're still wondering about Africa. I'm still wondering about Africa. There has to be something between these whites talk about they have a federal government. It's something between them and Africa. It can be so. Because I am a little person who just come up and start to read World History textbook and find things out. And this I said, I have to talk about it. I have to talk about this history that is here. But something is wrong. It must be addressed. If I can do that, what about Africa, the government? You know, from some 2 millennia ago, they do nothing. And these sodomites are telling us, you know, I mean, like, you know, to kiss their ass. Okay? How do they get to do this? Because nobody not talking, nothing that makes sense to them. You see, they're no above us. It's time for us to talk above them and show them the hurricane. Show them the tornado. That's our energy. That is our energy. All right. I want to talk and tell you something about the difference between a woman and a man, because the church that we are in because of our victimization of Africa and these sodomites who decided they know where they're going. Black people don't understand where these white people are going. They have a whole bunch of bad blood, right, coming out of the Homo erectus and the Neanderthals. They are, the two blood don't belong together, and they go mix with the Neanderthals, and now coming to interbreed with black people too. No, you see, but if black people don't educate themselves, stupid and foolish, and allow them to come in with their bad blood fucking ass and say, everybody's supposed to fuck ass. And we, like, don't care. You know, I'm going to be counted. The God's going to count me because I am doing nothing but read what I see and talk about it. I'm not yielding to what anybody, definitely yielding to what the good gods allow me to read and know. That's right. You see? And they don't have no power over the kingship government and what is written in the world history textbook. They don't have nothing ready right now. Bring the billions of them and all of them would drop one by one because they don't have a tongue with anything to defend themselves. None whatsoever. And they are going to shock and surprise to hear what is coming out of black people's mouth. Pala pala and suck people's ass and everything like that, and it's all right. That's what they're telling us. That's what they write. I read what they write. They don't take us for anybody. They're going to find out we are far more somebody than they want to think. Because they are only takers. You see? We are victims. They are the takers of what we have. Going to show them that, look, you know what? That's not what the gods, the Elohim, want. They don't want to see us behaving like we are sodomites. No. We have the right components in our system. We don't get it from sodomites. All right? And there are those who can fall by the wayside. But I tell you what, not all of us are going to fall by the wayside. Okay? And if they can be so boastful, fucking each other's ass, our boast is by far higher and more beyond them can get. And I'm not going out and, you know, disturb anybody. I'm talking right where it's legitimate. And it means then, all right, a challenge is a challenge. You prove me wrong. And then I will have to turn into someplace else. Right? Come on. Because I'm not getting much of a challenge at all. You know, I hardly get a good challenge. Like, I feel like, you know, somebody's saying something to me. I must, you know, I must pay attention to it. I mean, people talking to me, you know, you talk about back in time when I was trying to understand things around me in the world. You know, I never, like, I always talk what is in my conviction, what I think at the time is so, and try to explain it something. I am always looking at myself, always looking at what is inside of me and what I perceive next. What do I distinguish next? I look at what is the better thing as I go along. So I grow, so I zero out myself, right? So the more I get something to build my castle, I do it. But I'm not going to, like, try to deny a fact. You are telling me. I'm not. Because I want that truth. If you are truth, I want to put it into my thing. You see? I want to build my castle with it. If it's the truth. The truth, you can't be prejudiced against the truth. You see? All right. So I am saying to you now that the church is to mess up the black people, and if black people don't see that their lives and their culture has been messed up by these sodomite white people who don't telling you you don't own anything, you have to be their citizen. These faggots want black people to be shot at them. They call themselves Roman. They never said be citizen of proto Hindu European. They never say you are to be citizen of that, because from they overthrew the king and took the military, they start to call themselves by the king's name, Roman. And they went on for quite a few hundred years with this Roman name. That's what they did. Now, I want them to come to judgment. You see? The truth must come out. They think it's so long now, nobody know, and stuff like that, everything else. They're going to find out. That's not true. That's not true. A root out of a dry ground. Think about the root out of a dry ground. They don't begin to know what they are to know. You see? Because they're only into mundane things, and draw you into all their slime. The slimy concept and the concept of sodomite that don't go down the lane of civilization. They don't want no civilization. These lick-out, batty white people, them. They don't like it, but they better like it, because they don't belong here. They don't belong here. Why they have my tweet over Twitter and will not answer the tweet? Because I don't blast them out of where they are not supposed to be. And they cannot answer the tweet. And the thing, it was all well undone. And they stopped the tweet. They're such an idiot. It might as well that they just make it go through, because who would probably know anything until they stop it and block it? Because somebody understood what I'm saying and know what it means about pontifex and presidency and Abraham. Worst of all, this Abraham monotheism God. All of these things are caught up on the block. These things are not academically, factual things in any kind of way, right? And therefore, the solution is white people must go back to their territory. There's no if or but about that. Okay? And if they think that they have a faggot right, homosexual right, to usurp all black people where they at, show the record. Show the record. Apologize for sins of Catholic. What was he apologizing for? He said it. For wars of religion during the Crusades and coercion of the Inquisition, disrespect for cultures and faith in the course of evangelization, affronts to women, races, and ethnic groups, and abuses of the rights of individuals. Oh, that's comprehensive. All right. Go now to let's see. Let's see here. Talking about gender difference in Gardivascular. are cardiovascular, disease, hormone, and, all right, here is this one that says, what is the difference between male and female hormones? For instance, the majority of males produce an enzyme, most For instance, the majority of males produce an enzyme amount of testosterone, a form of an androgen, whereas women barely produce any amount, right? So we can understand that they do share some of it. So the creator willfully give men more of that enzyme, right? An androgen. Give more to the men because the men don't need it. You can't say it's not creator because if you see two houses over there, one, they are not the same style, right? So the builder make those two houses according to plan, right? If you don't think that a woman given the body to have reproduced children, if you don't think that it is a specific blueprint that make man different from woman. Now, follow the rule because this rule is going to spread and generalize men and women. And their distinction must stand according to nature. So if we think that we must allow sodomite people to mingle with people who are not sodomites, you're wrong. The history book says that they don't mix with civilized people because they're not civilized. And if you want to think that the little pretense that white people are doing to make it seem like they are natural like everybody else, they're fooling you. Because if they come to them senses, they would go back where they come from and leave black people alone. Not after they do all the killings. Come on. How long black people going to allow white people to trick them? And they must have the mind. And it's not like the official book is not telling you that. I'm not making it up. Right? They don't have no amount of money to make us feel like we can't tell them the truth about themselves and about ourselves. You see, all of them live and dead like jackasses. And besides, them not dead like a civilized person. Them dead like uncivilized. Right? So what are we supposed to do? Just let them come and take everything from us. And we have the big institution where we are all coming from. Must be a fool. No, I'm not that a fool. I'm never going to be that a fool. You see, but I live foolish. I mean, in the church for so long. Now I am understanding and they're going to tell me I cannot talk these things because what? Everything belongs to these fucking ass sucking, white men from their, sodomite. That's where they're coming from. We're not coming from there. And there's just no way that we are going to put ourselves under them. We're going to see who the gods are for. You know what I mean? I know the gods not afar for anybody believing in Jesus. You see, and monotheism, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, those are not civilized stuff. And if we don't want to go and read the truth, then keep on following these dumb ass who talk about all that black people have is theirs. That's what they say. They make up the church and they talk about that. EWB or whatever it is, Du Bois, wrote about them and what they say, what they plan to do to set up the bureaucracy and everything like that. And they don't want dark-skinned people around them. The little light ones. And you see, because they don't have enough people to embrace their position, you only need to be light-skinned. And you are right. But not when your skin dark. Your skin dark, whatever it does to them, they don't want dark people around them. I think they're afraid of that. You see? So they are forcing black people to accept this Jesus and all this kind of stuff. It shows that we are dumb. We don't know anything. We don't know the right thing. We're just eating and drinking. But how vital the truth is for us to know. It can't be more vital, right? And if we know the truth, now nobody should stand in our way. I mean, nobody at all. No. So go back and read these things. These old bunch of stuff I'm reading, what these sodomites write, like on Google, and I give you answer to things on what they say. They turn everything upside down, and they're hoping you are going to digest what they say, just like you digest the Bible. Now, so we see here what they're telling us, the difference between a man and a woman. Now, this is not addressing homosexuals. This information is not about homosexual culture, because they are not civilized. This is talking about civilized man and woman. That's what this is. This is Google. And you have these two type of different things, battles going on. When you ask questions about history of the past and so, these sodomites come here on Google and tell you all kind of nonsense. When you talk about civilization, which is first civilization, no officer of them. But sometimes them have to write the truth. But you see, you read the truth, you know, how much body I read the truth and stuff like that. These sodomite people, them, are not people, civilized people for black people to deal with. And they have our wealth. It's our wealth they have. What I'm trying to tell you is not their wealth. The single thing in our Western hemisphere, and anywhere black people go and pitch a tent, it's not a fucking sodomite to come there and tell you it's not yours. They don't have no government. We have government. It's just that we not telling. We are not telling because I guess they have something over us. Well, ignorant. That's what they have over us. They turn us ignorant. But it is time, it's time for us to read and understand. And all your ground. Don't be somebody else. Don't be somebody else. You see. So now, this relationship is the same with male possessing levels of estrogen. Males still do produce this hormone, but in extremely small amounts daily. See? So the man gets a higher amount of testosterone and the majority of men produce immense amount of testosterone, a form of an androgen, whereas women barely produce any amount. This relationship, the same with male possessing levels of estrogen. So estrogen, women has produce more estrogen from their glands. You see it? So here is a good contrast between a civilized man, a hybrid man and woman. You see? So it doesn't have anything at all to do with gay people, because gay people throughout history don't factor in like them use the Bible. I tell you about Adam and Eve in a garden where one God make Adam and Eve in a garden. See what I mean? Only these white people bring the Bible in and talk about foolishness. Black people not supposed to be in no church whatsoever under Adam and Eve belief. Right? So this is telling you, the World History textbook is telling you this, that women have a larger amount of estrogen and men very little. And the other way, the man has a large amount of testosterone and the woman has to build on that principle. And know that if you go around and boxing around and you don't know what words hold as a rule, then you don't live by no rule then. Right? And anything can happen to you because you're not learning rules and how to, you know, administrate stuff by it. There's what hormones are believed highly influenced gender development? Testosterone is notably higher in men than in females. During two periods of early human development, who is gauging that development? The computer in our brain, the pineal eye. You see? And if the body is set up in those technical ways where you have all these different relays in your system and timing factor in our system, we are a very, very divine making, right, of the gods. And they made us hybrid, make us much more complex than just one creature that come by itself. No, we are hybrid. It's like you engraft, you know, one tree with a neck. Well, we are engrafted beings. Then we call it, you know, hybrid, created an hybrid, right? With blood, two different blood that make us up, all right? The civilized Homo sapiens mix now with the God, the Elohim God, and create an hybrid. These white people know if they have nothing to do with it. That's right, they write the Bible. I talk about a spirit God. Too ignorant for anybody to read more about to talk about belief. That is not something that you should believe. You see, these people is because they want to have a different perception about the world and how black people are to live. It is black people's life they are reversing the concept of our civilized existence. That's what they're doing. So that they can, why you think, you know, they don't put themselves in a position to be questioned about nothing? No, because everything that these guys are fucking is like, you know, it's us. Fucking ass is good. Okay? So not unless they come face to face with the word, the bullet, they're not going to like be shaken by anything, because they claim this is theirs and they don't think about anything else. It's like how the fuck ass, they don't care about designer. So there it is. They're telling you about the development and what goes on in the development from about weeks 8 to 24 of gestation. And during the first few months after birth, 13 to 15, these, therefore, are the time testosterone is likely to influence human gender. Between 13 and 15. You see? So, if these things malfunction, it affects your gender. You see? It affects your gender development. And your hormonal development is really what makes you who you are supposed to be. Right? So, when you're mingling up with these white people, and you think it's a nice thing? No. And you're creating babies and stuff like that? Lucky. You're lucky. You see? You see they come with different complexion and skin and stuff like that? And you would think it's all right. It's not all right. There's a lot of other things. If you don't see it go wrong right now, look out. It's going to come. You're not supposed to mingle the life element that kind of way at all. You know, see? So this is it. I think here now, it is very terrible to see that white people have this amount of control over black people. It is a sad, sad, sad thing. All right, let's go back now. I'm going to play you a little tune, and it's going to be, let it be the fifth dimension, Aquarius.
Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. The fifth dimension. Aquarius. And I want to close in now on what I have to say. And I'm going to say this here. I take serious the history that tells us about where we're coming from. A Bible is not telling us where we come from. And don't bother go all over the Bible to find, you know, a clarity for what I'm saying, because the clarity is right in Genesis. Genesis creation story is the story about Adam and Eve and a God and talking serpent. Is that true? Is there any historic record for it? You don't go no further than that. If you go further than that, you're looking for trouble, because you're walking over the dynamic. Principle is you have to go by the precedence. Where the thing happened. And if it doesn't happen, it's not history. So somebody is just writing things and making up stuff. That's what these sodomites do. They want the legacy of the black people. That's what they have right now. And all of what they have written and carry on, black people don't pay no attention to it. I grow up, I'm desperate to learn what has transpired in this world, where I am coming from, and what is the dynamical knowledge. And when I begin to find out, well, look, I realize I don't have hope in anything else but the truth. Because if I can be in church and go to all the moldment and nonsense that is not helping me, it's not putting me back into my indigenous knowledge. That's not what it is doing. These white people want to fuck ass like them. You must understand that. Oh, and if you take that for joke, look around you and see. And try to understand that the history of the past, it is these folks that's been around some 2 million years and come and get some better knowledge from the black people. That's why now they come and see that, okay, them have so much more sense than we know. So they're going to, punish us, that you take you make slaves, make you make all kind of stuff. And we don't have a voice. These guys say any damn thing, and it works. But I, for myself, don't go for nobody else. Nobody didn't teach me to realize what I am saying. It is all the mercy of the gods. There is no one else for me to attribute it to. My parents were real Christians, and I conformed to it. I don't ask no question. I didn't know anything. It was when I began to read and take account for what I'm reading, I begin to find stuff out. So I'm taking this position. Now, you think that any honest, licking honest, fucking white people going to come here and take over our culture, dismiss our government, and we sit down like, nothing don't happen? Legal jurisdiction is against these guys from day one. What is African doing about it? Nothing. Well, we don't have their brain over there. We have our brain inside of us. And you know what? Our brain is as good as any. They can't as any. If we decide to take in the powerful truth, there's nobody on earth to stop us from dominate. So as the sun shine above our heads, nobody can stop the sun and the power of the sun, right? You got to go under a shade if you don't want to get your skin rubbed off. Obey the principles of nature that is given to us to survive. And when I read this, I don't have no space for anything else. And I can't let you down if I'm to hold you up. And so it is what I have found about our connection with the gods. And it's not like you can't see anything that they do.
like the Bible doesn't have anything about God except to tell you, look at the sea and the bushes and stuff like that. But that's not the way, that's not the context in which you identify stuff. You identify stuff like history. All right? It has a record. It is something that actually happened. But they're talking about Adam and Eve in a garden and a toxic serpent. Those things never happen. These guys are fucking ass. And they think up all these things. You see what I mean? A whole bunch of stuff that they have done to the black people. Like I said, they're not using white people as icon into the salvation book. Pure black people. And it means that black people are truly civilized. They are not. But into idiots that even when they are using us, we don't know. And we help them. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in heart science and swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths. You hear that? So it's not like Adam and Eve went away. You see? The gods of this place, and you can go to South Africa at the Abzu, where they have a metropolis there, to see where the first civilization lived right there. It wasn't us. It was them. It was before they, here it goes, and awesome towering structures, right? So you have all these things that is, it is related in this book. You think this author could write this and didn't know it was true? No, he wouldn't. Never. He wouldn't be writing none of this. But he know all of this is true. You can go there and find it. Okay. Now, so he says, all of these, you know, awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. It's not like a spirit out of a body or nothing like that. You see, these are actual beings come here and spend a whole lot of time here, and we have the history of it. So, you know, these white people are deceiving us to go to church, you see, and turning us into faggots at the same time. See, they make lawyers to marry two faggots. So all you black people who want to turn faggots, you know, you can go marry. That's what these sodomite white people do. The black people, and no more of it, no more of it. I mean, we're going to stand up for the truth and let these fucking ass and these you know, suck Felicia, let they go back to their culture with it, right? And the God, we pray, we have the water, we have the wind, we have the fire, we have everything to diminish these fucking flesh people. You see? Now, next paragraph. In this extraordinary documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shape our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. Now, I can't come to learn this and don't see no difference between it and Adam and Eve in a garden. My head don't work like that. I want to see the place where Adam and Eve was created. You know, if that is to prove and true that a God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest, that at least that have to be proved to be true first. You know what I mean? And all the other things that I said, that God threw down the devil from heaven on earth and all that. We don't have no proof of those things. You see? So, you know, if some of the things prove to be true and some we can't handle it, well, at least you have what you think to be true and rely on it. But we don't have nothing to rely on. Now, my friends, I'm getting tired. So now I am going to move on to the last segment, into the last segment of this year. I tell you, the history of the Catholic Church begins with teachings of Jesus Christ. Fraud. I can tell you unequivocally that Jesus was never a human character. If you talk about Yeshua, which was a black man in Palestine, no, Jesus was never in Palestine. People who keep good record of time, of words, the alphabet, J was never a part of the English alphabet 2,000 years ago. Right? So, here, the fact is that they are saying the Jesus of the Bible was a black man in Palestine. You see? And everything they write in the Bible about Jews and Gentiles and all those kind of stuff, those are frivolous stories that they are making up. They make it up because the church business pay. Once you believe into themselves, you give your butt and buck for Christianity. Not unless you're reading and you find facts different from those things you read in the Bible, will you and do otherwise. Right? Now, I weren't able to do otherwise until I started to read a different way to position my mind and and to, you know, to guide my emotion on things that I do. You see, is when I read and find out things. You see what I mean? So now I am going to go into this, you know, have like about three small paragraphs. Official start is usually given as 1231 AD, when the Pope appoints the first inquisitor of heretical depravity. You're saying, they are saying to us that in 1231, which means from the time they create the so-called AD Anno Domini calendar, it was 1,231 years. Yes? AD. When the Pope appoints the first inquisitors. You see, you're talking about the Inquisition that was doing nothing but terroristic job on the black people. Because remember, you only have civilized people and uncivilized people. And the uncivilized people are the Proto-Indo-Europeans. They are the ones that are coming from 2 million years ago, Homo erectus, and interbreed up with Neanderthal. So you don't have to be confused about anything. The World History Book tells you all the illustration about life is about the civilized life. That's it. When you read about African people, it tells you straight, a simple, simple thing, not confusing at all, that they live in their ancestors, leave Africa, and go straight into Europe. You see, that was long, 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 like say, almost 2 million years ago, right? And they don't go nowhere. They don't do nothing. They don't multiply and go out and establish civilized establishment and not like that. They had nothing. So I don't know who they are trying to fool. Now, this is what they began to do because, you see, the black people have their wealth. They have their civility. They go wherever they want to go. And they know to make a hut. These sodomite folks, white people, they don't know to make up nothing at all. That's what the history is. Now, they decide to take away what black people have. And this is what they begin to do to employ. Terrorists of their own. That are the black people that use make inquisition. No. You see? They have another one. It is two of them they have. The Inquisition and the Crusades. Right? So you got to understand where these white people are coming from. And how is it? There's hardly any black people who don't know that these white people start to kill black people. Carry on a lot of it. Like even back in the 50s, 60s. Right? They still like kill people. Until this day, they still kill people in America. Right? And black people still acting like a fool. Like Jesus died to save them. And these are the guys that are lying about Jesus Christ, where black people should, you know, I mean, ban it on these people, you know, for those kind of stuff, instead you believe it. Now, it goes on. So, 1,231 years A.D., when the Pope appoints. Now, the Pope, imagine the vicar of Christ, the man of God, the man of the Spirit God. See, here in my point, inquisitors, and if you don't know who they are, inquisitors, the first inquisitors of heretical depravity. The Spanish Inquisition, which begins under federal, no, it's not federal, Ferdinand. The first Spanish Inquisition. These are terrorists, you know, terrorists. So the first Spanish terrorist Inquisition, which begins under Ferdinand and Isabella, does not end until the 19th century. The last execution was in 1826, Inquisition and Crusades. The Inquisition was a powerful office. Think here now. You think it's a Holy Ghost office? No, nothing like that. I cut your throat and dismember you and take away what you have and drive you out of where you live. You know, take away your house and land. Anything you have, them take away from you. And after them government this, where now them are used as AD and Adamani because of the same AD and Adamani operation they've been running from 2,000 years ago till today. when they come here in our territory and talk about they have a country for America, you really don't understand that it is the same system they had from AD first. And that's what they are using to control the black people till today. There's absolutely no ground. There's no ground. No legal ground. Because the only thing civilized, the only thing that run the world is civilization that the Elohim established. So the Elohim established kingship government. So where do they come from with their system now called AB and Adamani that is taking over and your country and everything and your will from you and say you must become their citizen? There is your black people are never citizens of white people rule. Just get it. Just get it. And the only way you go another way is unless you decide you're not going to read and you're not going to understand them something that we're mere about. And that is the truth to set you free. These are shitty ass fucking white people stealing from you. Okay? All the ivory tower that them build, it's our money them use and build it. And it's there to prove when they come here, what did they bring with them? Nothing. Okay? So there is no way we're going to behave like we're dumb and we chronic. We can't do nothing. There's no reason for that. And, I mean, there's so too many of us. There's too many of us. And people with great intellect and stuff like that, but they're buried up in a church. Oh, all right. But this is what I'm trying to tell you. These people come in to take over the world from the black people. They're doing. Okay? No sooner than you are able to talk and make manifestation of the truth and show them up that they are not civilized and they are taking they are going the wrong way. They don't have any jurisdiction here over us, and they need to go back to their ass someplace else. Okay? And that's how brash and that's how hard I am telling it, because you can't talk to them. They like to fuck us. Don't tell them about vagina. Our problem. And if they think they have weapons, they can come and kill us. Well, hey, if they want to do that, and nobody don't stop them, well, they go ahead and do it. So, it goes on that the Inquisition was a powerful office set up within the Catholic Church. And the killers, have more depraved criminals than these white people right now. Right now. The Catholic Church. You're lucky they didn't say Roman Catholic Church. But that them call it too, Roman Catholic Church. They are not Roman. The history doesn't say they are Roman. The history said they are thieves. They are Romoders. And where the Pope is, they don't have no money to buy those places. It is our land that they steal. When you steal something, it's not yours. Telling you, God is there, and they are watching to see whether or not we are going to allow these sodomites, uncivilized, white-ass fucking people to take away what we have, and we have the ability to kick them out. Kick them out don't mean, physical kick. And that's not what I'm talking about, because I don't have no violence into what I'm talking at all. I'm not violent. No, I'm not. Nothing is ever going to go, for me, violent, because there's a higher power to deal with. I'm not gonna pull put down the higher power to take up something that is inferior. Why would I do something like that? Live right and leave it to the gods. They'll fix it because they know what kind of world they left here. They know that. Now, listen. So it tells you that the Inquisition was a powerful office. And listen to what they're telling you it does. Set up. It is set up in the Catholic Church. Root out and punish heresy. When I tell you these people are uncivilized, they look on African people and call them heretic and say they're full of heresy. Do you see anything about black people to warrant these honest fucking stinking white people to come and tell you that we are our ancestors go and committed sin with them? If that them saying, well, I understand they have a point. That must be what they're talking about. We commit heresy apart from the truth throughout Europe and the Americas. Beginning in the 12th century and continuing for hundreds of years, Inquisition is infamous for the severity of its tortures and its persecution of Jews. Now, right here, and the white people them attack when they say a Jews, you know, a black people them talking, you know. Jews. He says the Inquisition is infamous for the severity of its tortures and its persecution of Jews and Muslims. Why were they persecuting Muslims? And Muslim is a part of the Christianity too. The Inquisition in historical ecclesiastical terminology, also referred to as the Holy Inquisition. You hear what they call it? Holy Inquisition. All the torture they do on the black people, all the killing, they still call the Inquisition, that is a terrorist group, for the church, call it. They call it holy. So they call the Bible holy too. You see, it's the same thing. Anytime they tell you something is holy, they mean it's a stinker, fucking nonsense. That's what it means. Then turn it upside down. So they call themselves Puritans too, pilgrims. Those are the kind of alias they carry upon themselves. You see. So now they would like to defend themselves, but they don't do none of the iniquity with them though. So these faggots them want to do. You see? Now, they need to get into their place. They need to be put in their place. Put in their place. Because the kind of liberty and adoration that black people give to the white people don't give them any reason to think that they should respect black people. No. They don't think they should respect us because they know we are idiots. You see? They know better than what they're doing. But, hey, they don't have civilized conscience. They don't have none of that. Inquisitors were called such because they applied, hold on.
Hello. I'm not.
All these abominable things, black people don't care nothing about it. Black people don't care nothing about it. Now, if you don't put some interest into your life and to understand, understanding, getting knowledge is what inspires you, is what pushes, you know, allows you to live a greater life. You're not going to do that unless you put your energy into it. You want it. You know, if you don't do something to make your life go right, it's never going to go right. You're going to go downhill. So it is telling you that they call inquisitors, inquisitors were called such because they applied a judicial technique of these laws in many places. You hear that? What are they calling laws? A B and a dam and a stinking shit. That's what they're talking about. When they kill black people and take away what they have, because they look on black people like black people should not have anything. We don't understand what's going on. That's what's going on. Oh, gosh. No wonder they take away the place from us in Palestine. You see, because where are the rest of black people to go to Palestine and help them? Do they ask for help? It's just like Gaddafi. Nobody go to Gaddafi's help because it seems like Gaddafi himself is estranged from his own people. You know, that's why they said they bring Jesus in, come to turn the world upside down. And that's what happened. Black people don't have any sense to stick together and carry out, you know, the kingship governmental administration. At that we fit up. But we melt in the face of these faggots. And they come and kill us and do whatever they want to do. That's a shame. That is a shame. And black people not going on like they have any shame. You see, I'm talking these things. They are right. I'm talking the right thing. I mean, because these guys, them don't have no, they don't have no fucking shame whatsoever. They just feel everything they do is all right because they are damn uncivilized. You see what I mean? That's it. We have an advocate. The gods are our shield. Okay? And they don't expect us to accommodate sodomites. No. History don't tell you that. Why are we doing it? We will suffer for that. We are suffering right now because that's why these sodomites move in everywhere we go and we can't keep them out. We don't have anything going on for us because if they don't have anything and they can do what they are doing to us and they are a tiny fragment of humanity, second development humanity, what are we doing? Look, it goes on to say they are practicing law. Now, which black person agree that AP Anadamani is a legal power? You don't hear black people talk about our government when they're praying our Father who art in heaven. They're talking about the Sodomite Bible. No, it's just a bad thing. It's a bad thing. It's a pathetic thing. So it goes on to say, bring an end to traditional pagan. Ah, you hear this? The Inquisition used their faggot AD Anadamani to bring an end to traditional witch hunt, to pagan witch hunt. They bring an end to traditional. Say that what? They use techniques of these laws in many places, bringing an end to traditional pagan witch hunt. in 12258, Pope Alexander IV ruled that inquisitors should limit their, I don't see what else. All right, let's go on. So it appears like they're saying that they put an end to chasing down the polytheism pagan people then and stop the witch hunt, because they kill off a lot of people in history. They kill a lot of pagan people, because they call you pagan like it is a bad word. Them are the bad word. Pagan is a proper spiritual name. But is the Christianity turn pagan into something bad? You see what I mean? Not if we don't learn, we don't know. The Inquisition was a powerful office set up within the Catholic Church to root out and punish heresy throughout Europe and the Americas, beginning in the 12th century and continuing for hundreds of years. And the Inquisition, the Inquisition, famous for the severity of its tortures. Okay, I read up this already. Yes. So it talks about it. Its worst manifestation was in Spain, where the Spanish Inquisition was a dominant force for more than 200 years. You hear that? Resulting in some 32,000 executions. You hear that? How? You talk about black people from when they killed black people. Oh. And these dirty, nasty, fucking white people that they do to black people until this day. And black people still are going like them, no understand. Casaris. The Inquisition has its origin in the early organized persecution of non-Catholic Christian religion in Europe. In 1148, Pope Lucius III sent bishops to southern France to track down heretics called Aris. These efforts continued into the 4th century. You see that? You know, when black people allow themselves to go into the church, you can see why a lot of them going there, because they're not educated, they're not learned to defend themselves. They can't have no argument, right? So they, you know, they believe. So now they decide, you're born an hybrid. That's what makes you a pagan. It's because you're an hybrid. And these sodomites don't want none of that to be into their Bible, because they want black people to start turn sodomites. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I mean, what I cover here, it's needed stuff. Whether people want to, like, you know, pay attention to these information, it's up to you. Because all of us will soon be dead and gone. Right now is the best time to have, you know, make good of life. Shorter you're doing that, no, you're wasting your life. That's how I see. Blessings to you. And just hope that, you know, we will find a way to make our lives better. I know it's very, very hard, very difficult, but it's your own mind You have to use your own mind and find solution within yourself.
So you take good care, and may the gods bless and keep you. May he cause light to shine inside of you and strength for you to live. Live following the knowledge that is given to us in prehistory of our origin. Take good care. And that is my intention and my pursuit too. All right. So take good care, and next edition, all well.